from Milieu Media Group, this is Yay Go Sports, a sports show where I sound dumb so you don't have to. I'm your host, Luke Brauner, and this is our preseason primer on fantasy sports with my longtime friend, Caleb Sanderson. All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Yay Go Sports. I'm Luke Brauner. I'm here again with, a couple days ago, we had my friend Caleb Sanderson here with us to kind of explain the general rules of basketball, and I wanted to bring him back for today's primer. Another thing that I absolutely do not understand in the sports world is the obsession with fantasy sports. Caleb, welcome back to the show, first of all.
Thank you.
Always fun to sit down and talk about things that I don't understand that you understand so well. So you're a fantasy sports guy?
Fantasy football, but I understand the world of fantasy sports.
Okay, so there is so much I don't know. I've been a part of fantasy leagues a couple times, but it's because I worked for guys. My boss would send me an invitation, and what I would do is have my older brother, Josh, who we've met on the show, pick a team for me. I would just give him the login credentials, and he would go make it happen. And I would do really well in some of these leagues, but I had no idea. Like, right. I didn't have any idea what was going on, didn't follow it, not a clue.
It's pretty common practice in the fantasy
sports. I have impressed a boss or two with my fantasy appearance of knowledge. And so, man, break it down for me. Tell me, I don't even know what questions to ask to get into fantasy sports. What is the deal with fantasy?
The reason it's so big is money. People play for money. It's a form of gambling that is a little more intricate than just going and playing a game of cards or betting on a game.
Which, side note, we're going to talk about tomorrow. We've got an episode tomorrow that's kind of an introduction to sports gambling, which I also know nothing about.
So go ahead. Yeah, fantasy football kind of falls into that. Now, a lot of people just play it for fun, but most people, I'd say, play for money. I think it's like a $1 billion industry now with FanDuel and DraftKings.
Just with football?
Yeah, football is.
But there's other sports.
There's baseball, there's hockey, there's basketball.
Okay, so tell me generally what's happening with fantasy.
Okay, so fantasy sports, you pick whatever league. So we'll go with football since that's the biggest one. You find 10 to 14 players who will be a part of this, and you're going to go through a season. You draft a team, and that means I'm going to be picking players all throughout the league to try to create the most points on my team. So I want a good position at quarterback. I want a good player at running back, wide receiver.
Pro players, not
pro players, correct. But they do have college fans. Anyway.
Goodness.
And so, yeah, you assemble a team. You have to make sure you don't have too many of one player. You have to make sure you don't have too many who have a bye week. But basically, you assemble the best talent that you possibly can. And then week to week, you'll play head to head with another person's team. And how those players perform in real life and their actual game, then that will reflect points on your team.
So you're never going to have the same, like there's no chance of you and I drafting the same quarterback.
And correct.
Then okay.
It's like your regular rookie draft for any sport. When a player comes out of college or high school, they have to go through the drafting process where teams take turns picking whatever player that they feel is best for their team. And so you're doing that as well. You're assessing, you think you know more, you have your draft sheet, you've done your mock drafts, and you think, oh, I know something about this running back that nobody else knows, so I'm going to pick him here. And so basically you assemble your team, you try to win as many games, you go to the playoffs, and it plays out a lot like sports. So you're basically being a GM or a general manager who assembles the talent and putting them in positions to win.
Which is what happens in real life.
Correct.
The GM is the person responsible.
Yeah. Unless you're the Dallas Cowboys, you have a GM or Cleveland Cavaliers at the moment.
What does that mean?
Dallas Cowboys, their owner, Jerry Jones, he's also their GM. And you have to see the air quotes that I'm using right now. If you're a Cowboy fan, it's frustrating.
So Jerry Jones is like a dictator.
Very much so.
Okay.
An old dictator who just won't let go.
So if you're like myself, you're indifferent or just kind of ignorant about sports, there's a line that you can use. You can talk about Jerry Jones being a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently sports fans will know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They'll agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And some with delight and some with disgust.
Ah, so you could say it as though it's a thing that you're happy about?
Yeah. If you're talking to like a Texans fan and be like, it's so funny to see Jerry Jones just ruin that team.
Which we live in Houston, so we are surrounded by Texans fans.
Yes. And then, but if you're talking to a Cowboys fan, then it'll be Jerry Jones.
Where we are both from. Both from Fort Worth, and so we grew up in Cowboy country.
Absolutely.
Well, we've got a unique situation here. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Back to fantasy sports. You're playing the role of the dictator and assigning people to different positions.
Right. And so, you can either play head to head, or you can just go by points. And so as your player, like let's say your quarterback throws a touchdown, he's going to accumulate X amount of points. Like he'll maybe get 1 point for every 25 yards he throws. I'm assuming you've done football already.
Yeah, we talked about football yesterday, just yesterday.
Okay, so you get 1 point for every 25 yards he throws, or however they set it up, and then maybe 4 to 6 points for every touchdown he throws. And so on that one play, he gets 6 points added to his score sheet, and then that accumulates through all your players. So your quarterback, as he gets points, running back, wide receiver, and it will add up all your points. And if you have more points than the other team, then you will win, and you will, you know, have the
W. So it doesn't matter if your players actually win in their games.
Correct.
So long as they, as individuals, play well.
And sometimes not even, because of PPR leagues, points per reception leagues. I'm sorry. This is a touchy subject for me. I hate PPR leagues, points per reception. That means that every time.
No, don't tell me. We're going to pick that up on another episode. Good. That's perfect content for another. Yeah.
And then there's the other way to play where it's just a cumulative score. So everybody's basically playing against everybody. You just want the most points. And whoever has the most points, you just keep accumulating points at the end of the season. Whoever has the most points wins. You don't do any head-to-head win-loss type things.
Okay. And so which type of league do you prefer?
I prefer the head-to-head, I guess. Just for me, it's all about the competition and making fun of other people at my league. We do if you beat another player, you get to pick their team name for the next week. And being a Dallas fan in Houston, that comes in really handy when I win. Unfortunately, I don't win too often, so it really actually bites me in the butt more times than not. But it's fun to do stuff like that.
Are you in the same league every year?
Same
friends?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a group from work, and you know, we interchange two or three people every year because people come, people go, but the same basic 10 people are.
So if we had somebody listening who has never done fantasy sports and wants to get into it, how would they start?
One of the fantasy leagues, you know, the popular ones are ESPN, NFL has one.
So you just go to their website?
Yahoo. Yeah. If you just type in fantasy leagues on Google.
I guess you can either set up, like you can invite your friends mm-hmm. and set up, or can you just join? Are there just like general?
Yeah, you can create a league if you have a group of friends that want to try this out, or you can just go in and join. If you've never played, I'd suggest doing that. It's very low pressure. There's no money involved. You can do everything from an app on your phone. I would say go with ESPN's fantasy football or Yahoo. I like Yahoo. I don't like NFL's if you're wanting to do football.
You know, I think maybe we'll set up a Yago Sports Fantasy League.
That'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be a lot of fun. A whole bunch of people who just don't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome to join it and just dominate us if you want to feel like you're winning every week.
That's the thing about fantasy sports, though. You get people in there who literally don't know anything that they're doing. They let basically the computer do everything for you, and as far as drafting the players, and they'll just take the highest ranked player on the board.
That's great.
They won't really mess with anything. And somehow they end up winning against people who actually follow the sport and watch a lot of games and know, and I do that with air quotes as well, know what they're talking about. It's really quite humbling for a sports fan when the self-admitted...
When one of you guys
come in, oh my gosh, especially when there's money involved.
Do you play for money?
Frustrating. Yeah, we play for $50 just for the season, and we may have some side bets week to week.
So everybody puts like $5 in or something?
No, it's $50 for the like...
Everyone
plays
50 in.
Bucks. So there's like,
oh, wow.
We have maybe, I don't know, $750.
Nice.
And, you know, the payout is, of course, the winner of the whole thing gets the most. Second place is going to get some money. Third place will probably get their money back. And then in the regular season, whoever had the best record, they'll get their money back as well.
Hmm.
Just depending on how.
So you're not going to walk away with $750?
No. Probably like the most, I think we've sent $500
nice.
Something to that. Yeah, you can make a pretty penny.
Awesome.
And that is on the cheap side. Like there are people who play for a lot more money than that.
Is there anything else that we need to know about fantasy from this point?
There's going to be an overwhelming amount of information available to you if you really want to get into it. I would say you don't really need to. There is, because people watch it, and so there's a market for it. But a lot of the times it just comes down to whose player doesn't get hurt and who has the season that nobody saw coming. So it is gambling in the sense that you don't know what's going to happen. So I wouldn't recommend taking in a lot of that information because it's just going to confuse you.
Yeah, we'll get into it in later episodes, but only for the sake of being able to keep up in conversations with people who actually care about fantasy sports. I will never care about fantasy sports.
I barely do. I
do it for the record as saying that.
Yeah, I do it simply for the camaraderie at my job.
Nice. I am for camaraderie. That's a good thing. So, Caleb, thanks again for being back. We'll have you back often, I'm sure, because you know about lots of sports that I just don't. And so thank you so much. Absolutely. We'll see you next time.
Yay Go Sports is produced, edited, and mixed by me, Luke Bronner. Our artwork is by Heather Hale. Our theme music is by Josh Moore. This episode was sponsored in part by Audible Books. For a 30-day free trial, including one free audiobook, visit audibletrial.com/yaygosports. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at @yaygosports. And do us a favor and rate and review this show in Apple Podcasts. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time.